You mentioned the kind of language that we use, the messaging that we use. Can you talk a little bit about what there is out there and how conservatives can improve their messaging over time?
Well, let me give you some background here. In January of 2020, we did statewide polling on a variety of issues, on a variety of topics, and one of them... Oh, I'm sorry. And one of them was assessing the support levels among conservatives of government unions. And to my shock and awe, our polling, which was done on a statewide, you know, random, well-tested basis, suggested that more than one-third of so-called conservatives have a favorable view of government unions. And the rant I would like to make is that I hope these people recognize the cognitive dissonance at play here, in the sense that their support of government unions in any fashion undermines everything else they stand for. Let me provide you with a couple of examples. We know that school choice policies like opportunity scholarships or education savings accounts have consistently shown three-quarter support across the state, across the country, and especially higher support among minority voters. Yet, that fact notwithstanding, teacher unions made sure that no school choice bill has even been heard this session. That is the dominance and power of government unions. Another one. A bill that we at MPRI inspired our former president, Andy Matthews, to bring forward to bring transparency to the government union collective bargaining process. Right now, under current law, as has always been the case since public unions were first given mandatory bargaining rights back in the 70s, these bargaining sessions, which involve billions of taxpayer dollars, are specifically exempt from our state's open meetings law. Andy put forth a bill to undo that, to make these negotiations public, to allow us to assess and analyze how our elected officials represent taxpayers during these negotiations. That bill wasn't even heard in committee also. And that bill garners at least three-quarters support across the state based on our polling. So my message to conservatives, and Kevin, if you don't mind, this will be my concluding line as I have to run back and start watching committees again, is to better understand and recognize the perverse influence that government unions have on the legislative process. A dollar given to a government union is a dollar that's going to be used against you. And conservatives need to wake up and utilize that messaging better. We can't have conservatives supporting government unions if we want Nevada to return to a free and prosperous state.
Daniel, you take a moment, take a deep breath. You're going to be real busy over the next 5 days. We'll talk with you again next week, and we'll see what they all did, okay?
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it.
Have a great holiday, sort of. It'll be a working holiday for him. But Daniel Honcharu, the Director of Legislative Affairs for NPRI, Nevada Policy Research Institute. Stay where you are. More to do as we continue on AM 670 KMZQ.
KMZQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, it's days like today is why you should listen to the traffic reports. An earlier rollover accident has caused major delays. Still happening, by the way. Interstate 15 northbound at Russell. The three right lanes were closed. They're open now, but you're still bumper-to-bumper on Interstate 15 north between Allegiant Stadium and Blue Diamond Road. So you're going to want to try to avoid that if you can. Also, that is causing some delays on 215 westbound at the 15 interchange as vehicles merge from the 215 over to Interstate 15 north. It's a mess. So you might try another route. Also, look out for a crash 215 eastbound at Eastern. That's on the left shoulder. And remember, there's 24/7 lane restrictions, 15 north at Lamb.
The world-famous Vegas Strip, AutomotiveMap.com presents the Sports Flash on KMZQ. The Diamondbacks blew a 4-0 lead in Wednesday's 5-4 loss at home against the Giants. The D-backs led it 4-0 after the second, but San Francisco scored twice in the sixth and added three more in the top of the eighth.
Brooklyn up at center again. Here's Stern. Arching right back in again. Breaking in is Bjugstad. Bjugstad shoots. He scores! Bjugstad on a backhander. It's 3-0 Wild.
The action on the Minnesota Wild Radio Network, the series tied at three games apiece. Minnesota with a 3-0 win over Vegas last night. The Wild able to force a decisive Game 7. That'll be tomorrow night in Vegas. NBA tonight, Suns and Lakers Game 3. The series tied at a game apiece. The matchup at the Staples Center in L.A. Game 4 this Sunday afternoon. Download the free Score app. Lightning fast updates so you never miss a thing. It's why the Score app is one of North America's most popular sports apps. I'm Chuck Sanders with the KMZQ Sports Flash on AM 670 Talk Radio done right.
This is Sarah's O'Reilly Auto Parts story.
Driving cross-country with two young children is ambitious, to say the least. Then our check engine light came on. We pulled into O'Reilly Auto Parts and they tested it. Turned out it was a faulty sensor. They referred us to a great mechanic just down the street and we were back on the road in no time.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Dr. Baker, an ER physician. If you're having leg pain, swelling, or redness, but haven't talked to your doctor yet, don't wait. This could be deep vein thrombosis, a blood clot which could travel to your lungs and lead to a pulmonary embolism, which could cause chest pain or discomfort or difficulty breathing and be deadly. Your symptoms could mean something serious, so don't wait. Talk to a doctor right away, by phone, online, or in person.
Brought to you by Bristol-Myers Squibb and Pfizer.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted Best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000. 870-4000.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We'll take you from Carson City, where the 81st Nevada legislature is getting ready to close down on Monday night. And we're going to take you to our nation's capital, the United States Senate, the floor, and Michael Bennett, a Democrat from Colorado, and making final remarks prior to voting on that January 6th commission, the 9/11-like commission. I want you to hear some of the debate that's going on right now. Here it is.
I would never have imagined that it would happen here. And it did happen. And it sent a message all over the planet. While we were in that room, unable to certify this election, the Chinese government had the greatest propaganda win that you could imagine. And in the weeks that follow, they've said democracy is in decline, democracy is failing. That's what the Russians are saying. That's what the Iranians are saying. And when I was there in that room that day, I thought a lot about my mom and her parents, who were Polish Jews who survived the Holocaust. The whole family was killed, except for them and an aunt. And they were lucky enough, after the war was over, they went to Stockholm, Sweden for a year. They went to Mexico City for a year, and then they came here to the only country in the world where they thought they could rebuild their shattered lives, and they did. And so even worse for me than the thought of our adversaries using this to undermine democracy was the understanding that people all over the world, situated just like my mom and her parents, would lose hope in the American ideal. Would lose hope in democracy and in the rule of law. Now the good news is, we actually had a January 20th. Mr. President, a lot of countries that go through January 6th never get to January 20th. And we had that. And Joe Biden took the oath of office, and he became President of the United States, and Kamala Harris became the Vice President of the United States. And we had, notwithstanding all of the prior president's efforts to the contrary, and some of his allies in Congress, efforts to the contrary, we had a peaceful transfer of power. But consider how close we came, not just on the 6th, but consider what would have happened if elected officials, many of them Republicans, in Georgia and in Arizona and in Michigan hadn't fulfilled their obligations to the rule of law, hadn't lived up to their oath of office, bent to the will of a president who didn't want to relinquish power. Where would we be then? Imagine, Mr. President, if the Democrats, instead of winning a narrow majority in the House of Representatives, lost the majority in the House of Representatives. And 448 Republican votes to decertify the election, to overturn the will of the voters, to disenfranchise millions and millions and millions of Americans, all of a sudden was a majority doing that, as the former president would have wanted. Imagine, Mr. President, if 60 judges, many of them Republicans, appointed by President Trump, who howled the president's lawyers out of courtroom after courtroom after courtroom, because instead of doing what the president wanted them to do, instead of finding them a few more votes, as he said to the Secretary of State in Georgia, recorded on the phone, they did their job as judges, and they withstood the pressure. They swore an oath, and they fulfilled their oath. And that's the only way a democracy can actually work.
Again, Michael Bennett, a senator from Colorado, a Democrat, final debate on the January 6th commission, whether they'll get the vote. The vote's supposed to come soon. We're in the final minutes of the debate. I'll let you hear a little bit more of it, then we'll go to break. Stay with us. Here we are.
Because the responsibility to the democracy is not over. The democracy is still at risk. We still have a president of the United States, a former president, who refuses to concede the election, who on a daily basis almost says that the election was stolen. We still have members of Congress who are saying the election was stolen. We still have members of Congress who won't face the facts and tell their constituents the truth. I want to say again, respect your constituents enough that you're going to tell them the truth. And that's why, at difficult moments in our history, like after President Kennedy was killed or the Challenger exploded or 9/11 happened, we've had a bipartisan commission to make sure we understood what led us here and how we can do better coming out of this. It's never been perfect, but it's worked pretty well, and that's what we need here. We need to understand what led millions of Americans to believe conspiracy theories about our own country, and what led thousands of people to storm the Capitol of the United States, to attack police officers, to kill, to attack police officers leading to their death. From all over the country they came to invade this Capitol. And if we don't want it to happen again, or we want to be able to protect ourselves, and I'm not just talking about the poor Capitol police, although that at a bare minimum ought to be enough to warrant a commission, I'm talking about the danger of political violence in this nation going forward. If we don't address this and the American people don't have the chance to understand what happened.
That's Michael Bennett. He is the senator from Colorado. He is a Democrat, and obviously he wants a January 6th commission. Don't know if it's going to happen, but we're going to have a vote very soon. We'll keep you on top of that situation as well. Coming up top of the hour, stick around because Heidi Harris will join us. We'll find out what she thinks about the January 6th commission idea. Do we need a nine? I mean, we've got all kinds of investigations going on now in the House and the Senate and elsewhere. Do we actually need a 9/11-like commission for something like this? Do you trust a 9/11 commission like this? We'll talk about that and a whole lot more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
A unique blend of breaking news, interesting views, and informative interviews. The Jim Bohannon Show, weeknights from 7 to 10 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free for Hims.com/radio. That's right. Free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address. forhims.com/radio. That's forhims.com/radio for your free online visit. forhims.com/radio.
In 2020, Nevadans faced unprecedented government overreach and has had a devastating effect on our economy, on the livelihoods of countless Nevadans, and on our basic foundational freedoms. And now, of course, as lawmakers deal with the fiscal realities of shutting down an entire economy, they're getting ready to ask you, the very Nevadans who are suffering the most right now, to cough up even more of your hard-earned dollars to fix their mistakes. The Clark County Education Association wants to make Nevada's average sales tax the highest in the nation, and that's just the beginning. You can be sure government agencies, lobbyists, and unions will be out in force to make sure that their priorities are put ahead of yours. That's why Nevada Policy will be on the ground in Carson City this legislative session, making sure struggling Nevadans, not government insiders, are put first in the 2021 session. Partner with us today, and let's rebuild this great state. Visit NevadaPolicy.org today and join our effort. That's NevadaPolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update is supported by Jim Marsh Chrysler Jeep, Jim Marsh Kia, and the Jim Marsh Auto Body Shop.
Do you like taking your car to a shop for maintenance or repairs?
Huh, are you kidding?
Exactly. That's why people all over Las Vegas are using RepairSmith. RepairSmith will do all your car maintenance or repair in your driveway, safely, with no contact.
RepairSmith works on my car at home?
Anything your car needs. Oil change, battery replacement, or brakes, you name it. From regular maintenance to major repairs, RepairSmith will do it all at your home.
What kind of cars?
All of them. RepairSmith has specialists for every make, year, and model of car, foreign or domestic.
Expensive?
No. You'll pay the same you would at a local shop. There's no fee for coming to your house. And you even get a guaranteed quote before you book. No surprises or extra fees.
Life just got a whole lot easier.
To get a free quote or to schedule at-home car repairs, go to RepairSmith.com and enter code RADIO. That's RepairSmith.com, code RADIO. RepairSmith.com, code RADIO.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play, and it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Don't miss the huge annual Bullfrog Spas Memorial Day sale. During this special event, you'll save up to $2,000 off MSRP and get 0% financing for 36 months OAC. At this price, they're selling fast. Hurry in to place your order for a beautiful, energy-efficient, and fully customized hot tub at the Bullfrog Factory Store located at 209 North Stephanie Street in Henderson. The sale ends Monday. Bullfrog Spas. Peaceful body, peaceful mind, peaceful home.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
We expect that vote on the January 6th commission to come sometime during our show. We'll keep you apprised of what's going on. I don't expect them to go late into the night, East Coast time, so we'll simply keep track of it. The president was on the road today, again taking credit for stuff that really Donald J. Trump should be able to take a bow on, but he never mentions the former president by name. Never does. But he was at Cuyahoga Community College in Ohio, and he was talking about the recovery. This is cut five. This is President Joe Biden earlier today in Ohio.
10 months ago, we were in trouble. When I was sworn in, there were 10 million fewer jobs in America, and a lot here in Ohio. But in my first 3 months in office, the economy has added back 500,000 jobs per month. In fact, we've created, with the help again of the members of the Congress that are here today, 1.5 million jobs, more jobs than have ever been created in the first 3 months of any presidency in the history of the United States. Before I took office, the average initial claims for unemployment insurance were over 830,000. This morning we learned that number has fallen below 460,000. Cutting in half, and we're at the lowest level we've seen since March 2020, when the pandemic first struck. Before I took office, almost 24 million Americans were going hungry. Marcy's heard me say this before. Did you ever think you'd see people lined up for miles and miles and miles going into a stadium to get someone to put a box of food in their trunk? People never, ever, 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 ever thought they need that kind of help. Well, that number of hungry Americans, food-starved Americans, has dropped by 30%. Still too many, but there's clear progress. Before I took office, independent experts were projecting that our economy would grow at 3-4% in the year 2021. But they're now projecting that growth will be 6% or higher in 2021, the fastest growth in this country in 40 years. To sum it up, COVID cases are down, COVID deaths are down, unemployment filings are down, hunger is down, vaccinations are up, jobs are up, growth is up, people gaining health coverage is up, small business confidence is up. Put it simply, America's coming back. America's on the move.
He left out the part about the price of wood, cement, the price of gas at the pump. All of it is on Joe Biden's watch. Oh, and by the way, did he mention anything about the southern border? No, I don't think he did. He left that part out of this economy speech, and the fact, the simple fact that the price of a gallon of gasoline, the price of everything has gone way, way, way up, and you got an open border. They say it's closed, but it's not. Watch Fox News. Stay where you are. More to come as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us. Heidi Harris coming up at the top of the hour on AM 670 KMZQ.
Discussing the biggest issues.
It's just fundamentally offensive and frightening. It's just frightening. You say, like, who are we? How did we get to this place?
AM 670 KMZQ.
Carry on my wayward son. Don't you cry no more.
Carry on all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Book online today and get a $17.95 basic oil change. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
With the MultiCare Group, buying life insurance has never been easier. Whatever you need, life insurance, health insurance, even long-term care, we can help. Call 702-396-9449. The MultiCare Group has access to all the best markets for your needs. Life insurance quotes are available right now, and they're very inexpensive. In this uncertain world, you need affordability. If you're a male 50, you can buy life insurance of $500,000 for only $41. That's $41 a month. Give us a call today for your no-obligation quote. We provide you with all the personal services you need. And the best part, we will always be with you every step of the way. The MultiCare Group makes buying insurance simple. You may want to inquire about long-term care. We have the most innovative plans available. Call us and find out how you can get care at your own home from a long-term care policy. Call the MultiCare Group today and get peace of mind at 702-396-9449. That's 396-9449. Call us today.
Coach Pete knows that three initials should be part of your retirement plan.
GPI.
We need to have growth. We need to have protection of that growth. So if we get a gain, we make sure we protect that gain. The most important part of a total retirement plan is having lifetime income you can never, ever outlive.
For your GPI in retirement, call 888-702-8898 or text VEGAS to 888-702-8898. Call or text VEGAS to 888-702-8898.
This is Republican Assemblyman Glenn Levin, representing Assembly District 23, which includes Boulder City, South Henderson, including Sun City Anthem, and everything south, all the way to Laughlin. I'll be joining Kevin Wall here on AM 670 to discuss recent developments in our state capitol. The 81st legislative session will be one of the most important in Nevada's history as we deal with the many challenges our state is facing. To learn more about me, go to Levitt4Nevada.com.
It's time to get out with the old and in with the
woo!
At Finley Chevrolet, we have the largest selection of new Chevrolets in Southern Nevada. Get the Chevrolet you want at the price you deserve today.
Woo!
Finley Chevrolet at the 215 in South Rainbow, Nevada's number one Chevrolet volume dealer. Find new roads.
New time, same great shows. Mike Gallagher wakes you up morning 6 to 9. Heidi Harris engages you 9 to noon. And hear the next big thing with Charlie Kirk noon to 3. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right. It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Don't forget this hour of Live and Local brought to you by Peters Family Insurance. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Make the call before they run us out of business. Call Sam Peters, Peters Family Insurance, 702-870-4000. That's 702-870-4000. Heidi Harris is going to join us, and we're going to take up this idea, this notion of a billion-dollar A's stadium. The A's people were in town meeting with Marilyn Kirkpatrick and other local officials, and they want a $1 billion stadium. They want to